petition of the evening will get read into the record.
This is conditional use permit application number 864 to the County Board of La Crosse County. The undersigned hereby petitions the County Board for a conditional use permit as provided for in the La Crosse County zoning ordinance to retain an existing single-family farm residence on land that is zoned exclusive ag district and is described as follows. A 2.38-acre lot identified as lot 1 of a proposed certified survey map in part of the northwest of the southeast quarter in section 16, township 15 north, range 5 west, town of Washington. This application is dated the 4th day of October 2012, signed by Darlene Foss, West 1405 County Highway.
It says H.
Coon Valley, Wisconsin. Madam Chair.
All right. Applicant, will you state your name and address?
Larry Michalski, W1425 State Road 33, Bangor, Wisconsin, 54614. On behalf of Darlene Foss, I would like to inform you why Darlene is selling her farmland that is zoned exclusive agriculture. Due to health issues and the financial impact of trying to continue to own the farmland and keep up with paying the bills, Darlene has chosen to part with 33.40 acres of farmland, and she would like to rezone her house along with 2.3 acres of land per the certified survey map made up by Cooley Regional Land Surveyors. I have agreement with Darlene to purchase the 33.40 acres of farmland, and my plan is to continue to farm it. My wife and I presently own the adjacent farmland that is located directly to the east and north of Darlene's land. My wife and I both grew up on dairy farms and have owned and operated our farm for the past 22 years. Our farming operation consists of 73 acres of organic farmland. We would appreciate the opportunity to expand our farm by purchasing the 33.40 acres from Darlene.
Okay. I'm just going to ask the staff to clarify the discrepancy in acreage. On the front, it says 35.88. She's talking about 33, and you changed it to 33.4?
That may be minus the CSM lot.
Okay. That would probably add up with a 2.38. Okay.
Yep.
Just want to make sure we have the right numbers we're working with here tonight. Okay, thank you. Questions of the applicant? No? All right. Staff, do you have questions?
No.
Right. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Woo! Anyone else in favor? Anyone else in favor? Anyone opposed this petition? Anyone opposed? Anyone opposed? We are closing the hearing portion. Staff recommendations or staff correspondence?
Actually, correspondence first. I received an email from Chairman Dan Korn, Chairman from the Town of Washington, dated and received October 27, 2012. It states, Nate, at the October 11th monthly board meeting of the Town of Washington, Larry Michalski and Darlene Foss attended and presented the certified survey map, supporting documents and the stated intention to consolidate a portion of the Foss property with the adjacent existing L&D Michalski properties. This intention would result in the proposed CSM Lot 1 of Conditional Use Permit Number 864. The Town Board discussed this request in reference to the Town of Washington Comprehensive Plan documents. It was determined that this action is allowed within the plan as farm consolidation. The Town Board approved as submitted by the Michalski and Foss parties in this regard. Please feel free to contact me with any questions. Signed, Dan Korn, Town of Washington Chair. We had minutes submitted to us by Barb Munzenberger, clerk, alluding to the same. Staff recommendations. Staff recommendation is conditional approval. The CUP is consistent with the La Crosse County Comp Land Use Plan for residential use and residential density. Approval is subject to the recording of deed restrictions indicating, number one, conditional use permit number 864 applies only to a proposed 2.38-acre lot 1 of a proposed certified survey map and is transferable in its entirety to all future owners, heirs, or assignees. Number two, the remainder of the 35.88-acre base farm tract shall be limited to continued and future ag development and uses only. No future farm or non-farm residents are authorized on the remainder of this base farm tract. Number three, these restrictions shall apply until lifted by the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors.
Move to approve with the restrictions.
Second.
Okay, motion by Becker, seconded by Holtz to approve with the three conditions. First of all, does the applicant understand those conditions?
Yes, what you're saying is the deep restriction, is that what you're getting to?
Just on the remainder outside of that conditional use permit.
Correct.
So the remainder of that would be limited to agricultural use, agricultural development.
Correct.
Okay. Understandable?
Yep.
All right. Any other discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Take a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Becker, seconded by Holtz to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That meeting is adjourned at 7:20. Do we need a minute? Or do we want to jump right back into the business portion?
Mr. Holt?
Has Mr. O'Malley been notified?